Sheikh Anwar had instructed him to make sure the airliner was over American soil when he pushed the plunger on the syringe. With only 60 minutes left in the 8.5-hour flight from Amsterdam, Umar Farouk Abdulmutallab kept his eyes fixed on his video screen, tracking the location of the big Airbus as it moved across the map. Nearby, other passengers dozed and watched movies. When the tiny image of the plane approached the American border, the 23-year-old Nigerian squeezed past the American college student next to him and retrieved a small bag from his carry-on in the overhead compartment. Then he headed to the bathroom, where he made one last check on the equipment, performed a ritual washing, and doused himself with cologne to cover any chemical odor. He was a warrior now, one of the Mujahideen. He'd soon be a Shahid, a martyr for Allah, only for Allah. America was his target, chosen for him in Yemen by Sheikh Anwar al-Awlaki. It was America, after all, that was slaughtering Muslims in so many countries: Afghanistan, Pakistan, Iraq, Somalia, and now, of course, Yemen. It was to Yemen, the land that the Prophet Muhammad had once declared to be the home of true belief and wisdom, that Abdulmutallab had come a few months earlier in search of Sheikh Anwar, whom he knew from hours online listening to the cleric's calm, erudite lectures. Over time, Abdulmutallab had found his way from Sana'a to Sheikh Anwar al-Awlaki's hideout in Shabwa province in the south. The Sheikh had tested him and found him worthy of a martyrdom mission. He had then sent him to Brother Ibrahim, the bomb maker, who had explained to him the technical details of pentaerythritol tetranitrate, the explosive known as PETN, and had fitted him with the strange undershorts that had the plastic bag sewn inside. Always the diligent student, Abdulmutallab had worn the underwear for 3 straight weeks, removing it only to shower, so that he could grow accustomed to it and make sure it was not noticeable to the people he encountered. As the airliner descended toward Detroit, Abdulmutallab returned to his seat, mumbling to his seatmate that he did not feel well. He pulled the blanket over his head and groped for the syringe attached to the bag in his underwear. This was the moment he had trained for which he had given up an easy life as the son of a wealthy Nigerian banker. Below his window seat over the wing, 19A, the dense Detroit suburbs of the downriver area scrolled past, and the jetliner banked toward Detroit Metro Airport. It was a land of infidels, obsessed with material things. He had seen it in a visit to Houston for an Islamic conference the previous year. The Americans were at war with Allah and the believers. Perhaps this would make them think again. He pushed the plunger home, as instructed, waiting for the chemicals to mix and explode.